This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Depression in the U.S. has reached record levels. According to the latest Gallup poll, the percentage of U.S. adults who report having been diagnosed with depression at some point in their lifetime has reached 29%, nearly 10 percentage points higher than in 2015. This is a troubling statistic, especially at a time when the country is enjoying a level of prosperity. Treatment for depression has also increased. The percentage of Americans who currently have or have been treated for depression has also increased 17%, up 7 points over the same period. Those who were polled were asked, has a doctor or nurse ever told you that you have depression? And do you currently have or are you currently being treated for depression? The answers to both those questions became part of the ongoing Gallup National Health and Well-Being Index. It's also disturbing to discover which demographic groups show the greatest increase in depression. More than one-third of women report having been diagnosed with depression at some point in their lifetime. Women and adults aged 18 to 29 also have the highest rates of current depression or treatment for depression. Lifetime depression rates are also climbing among Black and Hispanic adults. In fact, these rates have now surpassed those of white respondents. In the past, white adults usually had marginally higher rates of both lifetime and current depression. The reasons for a rising depression are many: social isolation, loneliness, and substance abuse. Christians might also add loss of meaning and rejection of the supernatural as other key factors. That is why I recommend that pastors and Bible teachers address the issue of depression and explain the medical, social, and spiritual factors to their congregation. This is an important issue the church cannot ignore. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.